The controversy really comes down to at the moment that during election 2011, Rory Quinn, the education spokesperson for the Labour Party, pledged that if elected, he would oppose and campaign against any new form of third level fees, including student loans, graduate taxes, and any further increases in the student contribution. Furthermore, he pledged to use his position in Dáil Éireann to protect the Higher Education Maintenance Grant from any and all cuts. This grant is often the only source of funding students have to support their studies. If the state and the government are to truly cherish all the children of the country equally, then this grant must be supported. And he further stated that he will not support any government that fails in this regard. He went on to say, finally, we recognise that the government must take action to alleviate graduate unemployment. This is causing tens of thousands of our best and brightest to emigrate, causing untold misery and suffering for the people concerned, as well as representing a huge economic loss for the country, which has invested in their education. As a party, he stated, they will not support any government that fails to seriously tackle this problem. And he signed off on that.
And do you think he will uphold this?
It's very doubtful, as he's basically hasn't given any guarantee that he will uphold his election promise.